My guest in the studio tonight is a drummer who graduated from the Queensland Conservatorium in the year 2000, having studied classical percussion and jazz drumming. He currently writes and performs music in many diverse situations, most notably the trio Trichotomy. He's received several commissions for his percussive works. He's attended the Banff International Workshop in Jazz and Creative Music in Canada. He studied with Jim Black, Tyshawn Sorey, and Jochen Ruckert in New York City and has toured internationally several times. He teaches percussion at several schools throughout Brisbane. John Parker, welcome to Now's the Time.
Thank you.
How did you become interested in music, John, and in particular the percussion?
Well, I first started playing piano and then guitar, and my brother started playing drums, and we had a drum kit sitting around the house, and his music teachers ran off. with a terms, you know, money, and he lost interest, and there was a drum kit sitting around. So I thought, oh, I'll have a go at this. So
and how old were you then?
Oh, that was in primary school.
Yeah,
somewhere. Yeah. So it's kind of stemmed from there, and then I had some really good teachers at school, and went through and did drums. And
I'd imagine you probably started off playing rock music. How did you get influenced by classical music? Why did you go along that route?
That's a strange question. Maybe it was something to do with being good at something, I guess, and then following it because of that, I guess, and getting something out of it from having some ability with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then I discovered all the other styles of music that were out there, and yeah, the rest is history.
Yes. Now, you're in Sydney with Trichotomy. A few months ago when I saw the media release come out, saw Trichotomy, I'm thinking, never heard of them. And of course, a bit of delving uncovers the fact that your group was known in Australia as Misinterpretato. But then I did a little bit more discovery and found that the trio had been working under the name Trichotomy in Europe. Now, tell us how that actually evolved, because that's a sort of a mystery, I think.
It's a long story. We were leading a sordid double life, and the affair had to end. We had to make a decision what we were going to go with. Basically, we had interest from the name label in the UK to put out our previous album, The Gentle War. It had been suggested to us that we probably wouldn't get the attention we deserved with the name Misinterpretato. You can't spell it, can't say it. And maybe the conservative UK press might put it to the bottom of the pile and not give it the press it deserves. But prior to that, probably from about 2005, when we first really went overseas for the first time, we were thinking of the possibility of a name change. See, when you started a band back, how long ago was
1999?
It?
1999.
That's correct. You don't really think, when you're playing with your mates and you think, oh, let's pick a band name. And in fact, the name Misinterpretato came from a list. We had on one side of the list was the band names that you would choose, and on the other side of the list was band names that you would never choose. And that's Misinterpretato was in one of those. And we went, that's great. That's a great name. We love it. It's funny. Not thinking ahead that, hey, we're going to be playing in a band together
for all these years,
yeah,
and
exactly,
then touring internationally and being offered a record deal.
That's right. So we thought, why not? You know, it's not like we're Metallica or something and changing our name, we'd be taken out, you know, for doing that. But so we thought, why not give it a go? And it's been nothing but positive. So basically, we had to make a decision. Can't keep running two websites and two labels and two names, and it's just silly. So we had to make a decision, and it's been positive.
Commercially, the biggest instrumental acts in jazz over the last 20 or so years have predominantly been piano trios. Names like the Keith Jarrett Trio, Brad Meldow Trio, Modesky, Martin and Wood, EST, The Bad Plus. I could go on and on and on, as you would know. What do you think are the reasons for this?
Well, it's just such a fun format to play in. There's enough space that you can have the three equal parts. Yeah, there's a lot of room there to maneuver. The piano functions as melodic, harmonic, rhythmic, and really the same for all the instruments. When you start getting into quartet, quintet, that kind of thing, or heaven forbid, vocalist, Sorry. The dynamics change. And so, yeah, we really enjoy playing in this format and find that there's a lot of freedom to try things.
And your role as the drummer, how do you approach that, the dynamics of the trio?
Yeah, I come at it from a couple of different angles. I also compose music for the band, and so I kind of come at it from that perspective. And often I don't really think about what the drums are going to do, and I'm thinking more of what the other instruments are doing, so writing for them and how they can have space to improvise around that. For the pieces, I'm trying to think basically how I can interact with if it's written material or freely improvised material, which we try and hopefully seamlessly go between. I think that the drums function not just in a timekeeping role, which is kind of what happens with a lot of piano trio music that we're into anyway. The drums are doing a whole lot of different things, textural as well as rhythmic, playing off the other rhythms that the other instruments are playing, and against that, tension, that kind of thing. So it's really fun, or whatever happens in the moment.
Your earlier records, probably not so much The Gentle War, but the idea of minimalism was quite heavy in your two previous releases. Do you feel that there's been a notable rise in the popularity of minimalism in jazz or?
In jazz, yeah, there's been, I think with the stuff that we have listened to, you mentioned before, the Bad Plus EST, there's definitely that influence there.
Seems to be a lot coming out of the northern part of Europe, a lot of piano trios approaching the music with a very minimal sound, a lot of space, a lot of air in the music.
Yeah, I think in regards to that, when you speak of minimalism in that way, I think, yeah, you can hear the European sound. It's almost like you can hear the landscape. So the Norwegian, you can this snow-covered landscape. It's pretty amazing, and often quite a stark contrast to what's going on in North America. Steve Reich influence and that kind of thing, which has been a big influence on us. A lot of those people are who are piano trio or even just modern jazz in general, the people are listening to so much different stuff. I know myself, I have very wide range of influences from electronic music through to some kind of heavy metal, classical music, all that kind of stuff. And I'm sure, 99% of jazz musos out there have a very wide range of influences, but I think it's really coming out in the music these days. So I'll be very interested to see what Matt McMahon's trio plays as well. I've been very fortunate to spend a bit of time with Simon Barker while I've been down here, and yeah, the whole Korean elements there. So I'll be very interested to hear the band next Tuesday night.
The idea of electronic exploration in the trio format has also grown in recent years. What aspects of the electronic side of things does Trichotomy bring to the piano trio format?
It's not a whole heap. We want to keep it, again, the word minimal comes up, but we don't want it to dominate what we do. Also, we want everything that we do in the studio to be, we can replicate it in a live sense. It's difficult with electronic stuff. It's just another thing that you have to worry about when you're sound checking in random venue around the world. And, unfortunately, we don't have our own sound guide. We'd love to bring our own sound guy with us when we tour, because that would make that kind of thing a lot easier. We know that EST definitely toured with their own sound guy. He was like the fourth member of the band, and you could really tell, he would take the electronic aspect of their sound and be able to play with it live and make sure they were hearing what they wanted to hear, that kind of thing. There are small elements of electronic bits and pieces. Sean's been mucking around with some signal processing with the piano, trying to do that live, and hopefully we'll be able to do a little bit of that on next Tuesday. Of course, Pat's got his pedals. He's got a couple of pedals that he, a couple of stomp boxes that he likes to pull out to great effect.
Can you give us a bit of an idea how the group is received in Europe? Most of our listeners will know that the trio, the Necks, have a quite a heavy cult following. How do you rate against, I guess, the following of a group like the Necks in Europe?
We would be tiny compared to the Necks, but I think our following overseas is growing slowly but steadily. Really looking forward to getting back to the UK again, and hopefully I think we've got a couple of gigs which are looking pretty certain in Europe as part of that tour in February next year. So we're really looking forward to that. Again, it's small steps, but I think the difficulty is the distance thing. If you live there, you can get around a lot easier. So for us, we need to get over there, save all our pennies, and then, try and cram in as many gigs as possible when we're over there. But the response has been very positive. It's definitely worthwhile.
Well, there's certainly a chemistry within the group, isn't there? As we mentioned earlier, you've been together since 1999, The Gentle War. Is this the third or the fourth album?
That's probably the fourth album.
And this is a piece called Sync, Sync. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, there was a bit of a debate going for a while. I thought maybe Sean had spelt it wrong. It's one of Sean's compositions, and maybe it was a shortening of everything but the kitchen sink. But sadly, no, that's not how it's spelt. I think basic synchronization, how things link together, and certainly when we were rehearsing this, it took a while to get it together.
John, you've got a very, very interesting duo performing with you next Tuesday night by the name of Dvar. And
Supposedly it's Macedonian for two.
they're a very interesting duo in that they create their own instruments, and you've got a fairly interesting collaboration coming up with them, your trichotomy trio.
That's correct. Sean and myself have written pieces especially for the collaboration with Devar and Trichotomy, and we've done two concerts so far, two up in Queensland. So lots of new stuff.
Now, this is not the first time you've collaborated with another performing group, is it?
That's correct. We've done a couple over the years and try and make a rule of it basically in a way to grow as musicians and as a group. It keeps you inspired and gives you opportunity to write for different instrumentations, which is always exciting.
And I guess it must in turn then influence your own music going forward.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think especially with this collaboration this year with Devar, it's really pushed us harmonically as well as rhythmically. I mean, we're playing with Tunji Bai, who is a master of South Indian percussion instruments. So just inherent in that, the rhythmic language can be quite advanced, whether or not we're doing it justice or that kind of thing. But also harmonically, Lindsay, his instruments are in specific tunings, a lot of Macedonian scales and modes. So right from the get-go, writing for the instruments, you're working within a set scale or mode, which is really cool to have.
It's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's
Let's just get back to the jazz side of things for a moment. Can you name some influences as far as your jazz drumming is concerned, or inspirations? You mentioned Simon Barker off air before.
Simon's been a big influence over the years for many years. He would say, "Oh, that rubbish, I hate that stuff that I was playing back then," but a lot of Australian drummers, actually. There's a guy in Brisbane who is known, kind of cult status around Australia, Ken Eadie,
Oh, yes.
who I was lucky enough to learn off in Brisbane. So he's definitely been a big influence on me. Andrew Gander, yeah, many Australian drummers draw influence from a lot of American drummers as well as the Europeans. So yeah, but you don't have to go far to really get inspiration. There's so much going on here in Australia
That's
that
right.
draws on stuff from around the world. So very fortunate position to be in, and also daunting in this modern age because you've got this access to YouTube, so you can access a video of an 8-year-old playing something that you could only dream of, as well as the masters, all
Yes.
these rare performances of Tony Williams, and yeah, so it's an interesting time to be living in. You can take it on as an inspiration, or just give up. Hopefully, I'm doing the former, not the
Former,
latter.
that's right. Do you have any interest in any of the other arts?
Well, I often go to the gallery. No. Yeah, definitely. Really big fan on animation. Yeah, visual art. Not that I would say that I know anything about it, but film, yeah, I think it's very exciting what's going on at the moment. Technology, but just allowing indie films, whether or not they get seen by anyone, that's another thing. There's so much out there at the moment. But I would say that I'm not an aficionado of any of the other art forms.
What goes through your mind, John, when you're on the bandstand, you're in a burning session with Trichotomy, and what are you thinking about in the middle of a tune? Are you zoned in on the moment, or are you in another space?
How best to interact in that moment to support the other players, or go with your own idea and see how that will work with their interaction. I think just trying to listen as much as possible, and hopefully my technique or lack thereof playing the instrument won't get in the way of what I'm hearing in my head.
John Parker, my special guest in the studio tonight. Thanks very much for joining us.